Joyce and William Thompson have lived in the Smithfield Estates neighborhood for decades. They've weathered bad storms here before, including a tornado that hit Smithfield in April of 1977. But they say this one was different.
It didn't last about 3 seconds.
Yeah.
After that, it was gone.
And then when we got up, came out, all we could hear was just glass just cracking and stuff. And by the time we opened the door, this is what we saw.
Everywhere. Houses flattened, trees lying across the street with power lines, the menacing smell of gas. They walked more than a mile on foot to shelter at a local school, then came back this morning to check out their house.
We locked our door. We locked the door.
The living room looks pristine. A large white teddy bear sits in the middle of a golden couch. The only sign of trouble is the Easter candy bowl that's fallen from the entry table. But venture down a hallway to the kitchen, and it's a different story.
Yeah, the ceiling was falling in when we ran out. I had just changed my kitchen from Easter to Memorial Day.
And describe it for me now.
Oh, the ceiling is down. The lights in the top of the house is all out. The windows and the side is out. It looked like our patio is gone. Trees is on the house.
Outside, former State Representative John Hilliard walks the street talking to his neighbors.
It looks like Iraq, Sudan, you know, just how bad it is. I can only say that there are houses that have just exploded. You know, the churches in this area are just demolished. It's extremely bad.
Helicopters fly overhead, assessing the damage. Emergency responders go door to door. They have to. Most of the residents here are retired. They tend to lock the door, then head to the basement. Police are still finding people hiding out and people trapped in debris. A few blocks away, cops have another problem on their hands. People are picking through the rubble of a gas station that was demolished. They're pulling out all of the unbroken bottles of beer and wine. An officer confronts a woman loading garbage bags full of bottles into her car.
You are a thief. Look, all you're stealing is beer. Why aren't you stealing water or something you need?
I don't see no water.
Just a thief.
The officer tells me the gas station owner said it was fine for residents to take water or food if they need it, but not alcohol. The ground was already saturated from an earlier storm, so when the tornado rolled through, instead of just snapping branches, it uprooted entire trees. Omar Berry and four of his friends are ready to get to work.
We just came from Home Depot, got a couple of chainsaws, so we can come out and try to help people, you know, major damage out here.
This neighborhood will need a lot of help rebuilding. John Hilliard, the former state lawmaker, says it will be a long, expensive process.
Some of these folks were out of jobs, couldn't pay their homeowners insurance, so it's going to be a long, long, long time. It's going to be rough.
2,000 National Guard troops have been called in to assist in search and rescue across Alabama. President Obama will visit tomorrow to tour the damaged areas. I'm Tanya Ott in Birmingham, Alabama.